Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Mellow Vision. Together with me, as always, Philip. Hello!
Hello! Stockholm calling!
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Got good. A bit of a cold though, but I feel it's getting better. We also have a special guest with us here today.
Who could it be?
Carola! No, it's not Carola.
Linda Bengtzing.
Almost. Mm-hmm. It's Andreas.
Hello, it's better than Linda.
Better than Linda.
Yes.
So, welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The first of many special guests.
Yes.
Hopefully. First of all, I just want to start with an apology, a public apology, because we got some critique last time for me bashing the United Kingdom entry. Don't even remember still the name of the song, but I actually listened to it a couple of times more after the last episode, and it's not as bad as that made it sound. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's still a ballad, but it's okay.
It's okay. I hope she sings good live.
I think she does. Yeah. I've actually seen the live clip, and she actually does.
Good.
So
good for her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's good to know. Or it's finally United Kingdom sends an actual song and not like Electro Velvet or something. So kudos for that.
Yes.
And considering that we actually after last week's episode, we actually also watched some other countries' semifinals.
Some clips.
And one of those was Germany.
Will Germany win Eurovision Song Contest 2017?
I say hell no.
No.
Hell
no, 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 no.
No. That was awful. And they have the weirdest contest ever. It's basically five different artists performing three songs. One, which is a cover of a famous song, and then they all sing the two same songs in not even different versions. It's the same exact
melody,
song.
Same melody, everything, yes.
Yeah. And it was awful. Really bad. Yeah.
Bad live, not good at all.
And the winner was some girl, Niva.
Yeah, and the song called The Perfect Life, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
And
it's a ripoff!
It is out there. It's a ripoff. Mm-hmm. Titanium.
Yes.
David Guetta, Sia.
Listen to the intro of Titanium, and then listen to the intro of Germany's song, and then you will find the similarity.
Mm-hmm. Really bad. Really bad steal. But it can actually be even worse than Germany, which is Norway.
Poor Norway.
I mean, seriously, how can you pick 10 songs that are that bad? It should be impossible, but somehow NRK managed to do it, which is
amazing.
Maybe
they don't want to win. I don't know.
What's the problem with the songs?
They are all, like, very mediocre and nothing stands out, even though they try to bring, like, different acts. Like, there's single girls, single boys, there's groups, duos.
Yeah.
But everything is so flat and so boring. And nothing pops out.
Yeah.
Nothing. Awful.
The songs are awful. Yes.
And you would think that, like, after last year's very, very bad positioning in the Eurovision Song Contest, they didn't even qualify for the final. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have for the last couple of years. Maybe?
Yeah, they qualified for Vienna with the duo. The girl with the red hair.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. Oh, that was awesome.
Monster Like Me.
Oh, Monster Like Me. So boring. But, you would imagine that they might want to try a bit harder this year. But obviously, hell no.
Where is Lade Svinge, for God's sake?
Lade Svinge.
I love Lade
Svinge. Lade Svinge. Hi, ho.
That's a good one.
Yes.
But not
anymore. I say, bring back Bobby Sox.
Yes. Mm. Not Alexander Rybak, please.
No, we're sick of him.
Yes.
God, I hate that song. That's a short Eurovision roundup so far. We will do new episodes in April or May when it's getting closer to the finals.
Yes.
And semifinals of Eurovision in Kiev. Some other not so good news, though, about Eurovision, the finals and semifinals.
Is what?
Is that the whole board of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 have actually quit a couple of days ago.
A couple of days ago.
They all just resigned because the management has been so poor and nothing is going according to plan. Everything is delayed. And so they have to like replace the whole board.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
So we have a Eurovision?
Isn't that just like newspaper headlines?
It's because true.
It was the same thing last time. Last time Eurovision was held in the Ukraine, there was this discussion about will they be able to fund the contest, and was writings about moving into Sweden and everything. isn't it just part
of the Eurovision in Sweden all the time
because we do it so well.
Yes,
it might be.
Peter can be the host every year.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
It might be just making some headlines, but they have actually resigned. And also another not so fun fact for all the fan clubs out there in Europe, that they won't have any dedicated tickets for the official fan clubs, which they did in
Stockholm.
Mm-hmm. Basically, the whole standing crowd in Globen were official fan club members. Mm-hmm. But this year, none of the tickets are allocated for the fan clubs. And neither will there be no Euro club, no Euro village or city or anything like that.
Okay.
They will basically have no events, what I've heard.
Okay.
This was actually posted on the UK official fan club for Eurovision.
Okay.
So it seems like they're losing the fans on this one, I'm afraid. But who knows? Maybe
I'm not going. So
I don't know anyone who's going. Oh yeah, I know one or two. But yeah, I'm not going. Hell no. But yeah, enough about Eurovision.
Yes.
Let's talk about last week in Melodifestivalen.
Yes. Andreas, would you like to start? You watched the program.
Yes. I'm a bit sad about Roger Pontare.
Of course I am.
Of course. He had a really great great show on the stage.
He did.
It wasn't the same thing listening to the song. And it was much better listening to the song and watch him on stage because it was really a magnificent, magnificent number.
I think
it really brought up the song.
A classic Roger Pontare number, really, with fires and smoke. And
but I'm glad that he came in fifth place, though.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
So he still could've hope been for the oldest in the mellow.
Yes. Linda, come back, please. Yeah, but he was good. I was surprised that he actually came in fifth, even.
Who went to the finals?
The finals?
it was really not that great a
it
song.
It was Mariette and Benjamin Ingrosso, yes.
Yeah.
I liked that Mariette got to the final.
Loved it.
Worth it.
Yes.
Was it mixed between Lisa Ajax and Benjamin going?
I think it was probably really close.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Lisa's song is so catchy. Catchy.
Yes, I've listened to it probably 3 times every day this week, and it's quite addictive to listen to it. It sucks in your head immediately. And I like it now. I didn't like it that much just up until like the final, but when I actually saw it live, I liked it. And I still do.
I don't like the song. I also think Niklas had a really great comment about the show and the performance. Is that she had a big screen with a background video of herself, and it looked like this Clarasil commercial.
Yeah, it did.
True.
Yeah, but it's a good song.
That's
though.
True. It was not a great performance.
No, she could have done more. But I don't know. I like the song.
And she is actually on top 15 on Spotify right now.
Already?
Yes.
That's
so
good.
She's before Devetu and the other people in the second chance.
Oh. Yeah. But that just proves the point that it's a really like typical like radio song that you will hear on radio for the rest of the year probably.
Yeah.
And the other one who went to the second chance was
Dismissed.
Yes. Yeah, that was probably an even bigger surprise than Roger Pontare, because I did not see that one coming. Yeah. Those flaming homos.
But people voted for them in the room. I didn't, but some other people did.
Who did? They're not invited next time.
There's a lot of people in my Facebook feed that I wouldn't expect liking that song, yeah. But they wrote about it, and I think more people liked it, obviously. More people liked it than we thought.
Yeah, I thought it was a really bad, like, The Ark knockoff. I didn't...
My mom actually voted for them, so...
Yeah, let's not let her vote again. Ever.
But she liked Mariette as well, so...
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. I really love Mariette. I think that was a great song, and I think the performance was really cool, yeah. And she...
And the song was much better than... her previous song in Melody Festival.
Yes, yeah, it was. Much better. Much more up-tempo, much more modern, mm-hmm. and much more commercial, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. And I think it will have a good chance in the final.
Yeah. I wouldn't be embarrassed to send that to Kiev.
No, not at all. Not at all. No.
I will, though, if we send Benjamin, but...
Yeah, that's... I'm not... I've just forgotten.
Sing that song. No, but... It's a good song, it's a good pop song, Justin Timberlake-ish song, but it will not win, no.
No. Speaking of Justin Timberlake, let's move over to this week, because the first song this week is Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, like a knockoff of that.
Yes, so, song number one, I Can't Go On, with Robin Bengtsson.
From last year.
Yes.
With the harmonica and the... Constellation Prize.
Yes.
And the beautiful eyes. Oh, so, God.
We have actually listened to a little bit to the songs today because they have released a 1 minute clip of the song, of the radio version. I liked it a lot. More up tempo.
Yes. It's actually.
But it is just a Timberlake.
It is clearly Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber. You can just put whatever last name to that you like. But definitely a ripoff. But it's a good song, and I think he's definitely good looking. So he will have the votes for that.
Yeah.
I think he appeals to a big crowd of people, actually. Grandmothers, probably. As well.
Mothers,
gays, girls.
Everyone.
He's got the full package and then some. But I like it and I like him. So, 10 points pour la Robin. Yeah.
He will definitely go to the final, I think. Yes, one of the two with this song.
He's probably the most set to go to the final.
And before we start with the other songs, this is a very hard. Round with songs.
Yes.
Very hard to predict the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
We have to see on Saturday.
Yeah, but it's a lot of good songs.
Mm-hmm. True.
My personal favorite is up next.
Yes.
Ooh.
Miss Eurovision Finland is coming to Sweden. Song number two with Snurra min jord, Spin My World with Krista Siegfried.
Yeah, you know the Marry Me.
Yes.
Marry Me, baby.
So, Krista was also in Melodifestivalen last year.
Yes.
With the song This Is Much Better.
Yes, it's a bit more, it's more modern this time. Got a bit of a, like, I thought about Alina Devolcherska, you know, Stoppa mig.
Du måste stoppa mig. That
sort of sound, but a bit softer.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. I think she's gorgeous. I think she's, like, exuding of, like, happiness. She's like a... bunny jumping around on stage, and I like the song. It's right up my alley.
Me too.
Like it.
It's good.
I doubt that it will make it to the finals, though, but...
Let's hope for second chance.
I'm hoping for second chance. I really do. Yeah, but she's good. She's fun to look at. She's a good performer.
I hope she can do a great number on stage.
Mm.
Andreas, any comments?
No, not really.
You hated this song!
No, don't hate it. I don't think it's really... I don't think it's as catchy as her previous songs, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's a... Relative to those songs, it's a quite weak song, I think. I think it will just pass by, actually.
That's the risk.
I don't think it goes to the second chance. And I don't know really what audience she appeals to.
Other gays.
Yeah, the gays, clearly,
those
darling.
Are strong in the mellow. Obviously. Yeah. But, yeah, but not for me. Mm. Not for me.
Yeah. But, yeah, hope for second chance. She could probably end on the fifth place this year as well as last year.
That would be so sad.
Yeah. But
she'd be one of those velvet girls who always participates but never like ever makes it to the finals.
But I just wonder how will this song be in English?
Spin my world.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This type of melody?
Yeah, it's very typical Swedish pop, I'd say. So.
The world loves Swedish pop.
Yeah, they do. But this is very, like, in Swedish also. So it's even more... But they always have, like, this translation of the song up their sleeves. So mm-hmm. You never know. We never thought they would do, like, Det gör ont, it hurts, in English. Mm-hmm. But they obviously did, and that went pretty decent. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know.
Yes.
We'll see. Number four.
No, number three.
Number three? Oh, really?
Yes, yeah, song number three.
Forgetting about Anton.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss You Goodbye with Anton Hagman, who is a newcomer. He's 17 years old. And, yeah.
A big YouTube star, phenomenon. Yeah. I've never heard of him until I got to learn that he was in Melody Festivalen. So, but... he's a cute boy.
Yes. And this is definitely a radio hit.
Yes. If you've heard, like, Stitches with Shawn Mendes, this is a rip-off of that song, I'd say. Very similar.
Yeah, very.
Similar voice, similar look. Mm-hmm. He plays the guitar. I mean, he's practically Shawn Mendes.
Yes.
But it's a good song. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
It instantly, like... grabs my attention and I want to sing along.
Yeah. A very happy song.
Yes. And I think he will definitely, if he does a good performance, because from the clip we saw, I thought it was sort of pitchy. And I read that he was actually sick this week and he's still carrying a cold. So.
Oh, poor.
Poor Anton.
Does Daddy Joachim want to take care of him?
No, he doesn't have a beard, so fuck you. But, I don't know.
But this will get a lot of votes.
I hope so.
Grandmothers, mothers, gays, straights, girls and boys.
Yes, definitely, I think
everyone
so.
Everyone who votes for Robin, then.
Yeah.
Oh, it will be a standoff between Robin and Anton. You remember last week when Lisa Ajax sang Fuck a lot? That's the same thing this week, but with Robin Bengtsson.
Mm-hmm.
He has this phrase where he sings,
"Fucking,
you look fucking beautiful," something like that, a couple of times in the chorus. So he will also have to alter his lyrics if he goes to Kiev.
Oh my god, they're so naughty.
So much drama. But the thing is, it sounds really bad, because who says really, "You look fucking beautiful"? Who says that? Except in porns, I don't know. Oh, you look so fucking beautiful. It's like,
I love that hole. Oh.
Well, this just went south really fast. Thank you.
It just pops out. I'm sorry.
It's like electricity.
Yeah, it's like electricity. Yes.
It just comes.
Yeah, very internal joke.
Yeah. Grab your towels.
Yes.
I go on otherwise
to the next song.
Yeah. Next song. But he will definitely come in top four. Final or second chance, definitely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a newcomer in the Melody Festivalen, the song number four, Gravity, with Jasmine Cara.
Ooh. She's been around for a while now.
Yes. I'm not even sure what she's known for, actually.
She has
been on Let's Dance, I know.
Yes, she has.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Okay. She did have some singles released a couple of years ago, and there were quite a lot of commotion about her and a lot of publicity because they wanted to get her out there and get her known and make her famous, but it didn't really catch on. But Christer Björkman, the producer of Melodifestivalen, has been wanting her for this competition for Melodifestivalen for years now, and now he finally got her, and she turns up with a song which is not so good.
It's mediocre, I think.
That's not good. That's not good.
This could have won Norway.
Yes, it's good. It's good. So, we're not going to Oslo, are we?
No. I don't know. This could probably go 5th, 6th place.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think she will go to the finals or second chance at all. Not even 5th. I think she's probably... But, I mean, she looks cool.
She sings good.
Yeah, and what I've heard and what we've seen a bit from her performance is that it's pretty cool on stage as well. She sort of floats in the air. It's supposed to look like that anyways.
She has the same outfit Britney Spears had on in the Upside Did It Again video.
Yes, the red leather pants.
Red latex body.
Ooh, fancy.
Yes.
But yeah, it's sort of a mixture of 3 songs in one. It's sort of like a Kinder surprise. And I'm not pleased with the surprise at all.
No, I don't know.
No, I don't. I think it's too weird. And it's just like... So we have this song a couple of, we have this case before with, do you remember Ellen Benediktsson?
Yeah, with Insomnia.
Yes. And that girl Hanna Lundblad, Goosebumps, and so many like these female singers turns up with quite a cool song, but nobody knows them, so they don't get any votes. So they just go flat, really. And I think this will be the case for Jasmine as well. I don't think it will fly.
Next. So, the oldest man in the competition ever!
Is it?
Yes, yes. Ever. Song number 5, Boogeyman Blues with Ove Thörnqvist.
Ooh, so international.
Darling. Yes. Yeah. Ove Thörnqvist.
I have a little old man inside of me. Yes. That little old man loves this song.
I think it's
sort of... And I think that when we listened to the songs here, we just stood like still when we listened to them. But I saw Philip, when we listened to Ove's song, he started to do some moves. Actually,
yeah.
So it's a... It's
nodding your head.
It's Yeah. You want to move your body?
Yes, I want to send this song to Kiev.
No.
No.
Well, no.
No, I agree. I agree.
I think it's fun that they have this type of song in Melody Festival and then let this old man perform.
Yeah.
But now you're making it sound like, well, oh, we have this old man, let him on stage, we'll be nice to him.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, sort of. Isn't that the case, though? Because nobody likes really... Wants
he
to see him win.
He's the same age as Kristi Lindberg on After Dark, so...
But I mean, look at...
Really? No, he's like 87.
Yeah, isn't Kristi Lindberg...
No, he's not 87. Jesus,
but
no.
Look at him, Kvinnobaske, last year, wasn't he? In last year. He was a really... People talk the same way about him, and then he got really popular.
Oh, no.
This is not the same case, though, because that was really, really catchy. This is like Boogeyman Blues, hey.
This is catchy. I tell you. This will... I wouldn't be surprised if...
Will you vote for this?
I will give him my heart vote.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if this song goes to the second chance, actually.
What?! Is this a better song than Roger Pontare?
No. It's not.
So, then you have your answer.
But Melodifestivalen isn't logic.
No, it's not. Sadly. Mm-hmm. But, no, I don't see this having a chance in a million years. This is dead last. Number 7. Bye-bye.
If it goes to the second chance or the final, I want you to acknowledge me next week.
Okay, we will do that. Yes. We will have a special Andreas segment.
And if it's out, you don't have to mention it.
Okay.
Oh, then we actually will mention it even more. Yes. But yeah, it's fun that he's there. And I don't know. Yeah. Good luck, Ove.
Yes, good luck.
I say go, Ove.
Yeah.
Go, Ove.
And now, song number 6. Crucified with Army of Lovers.
No.
Nej, I'm just kidding.
That's not right.
Bella and Filippa.
Yes. And from one of the oldest competitors in Melodifestivalen ever. This is actually the one, the first ever participant in Melodifestivalen who is born in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
She's born in 2000, the year 2000, I think. One of the girls, at least. Yeah. That's all I had to say about
so,
this.
So, I like this song, I will say. It's very fresh for Melodifestivalen.
Yes, and yeah, sure. If you say so.
Yeah, it's country, but it's modern country.
It's modern country.
It's like Swedish modern pop country.
If you listen to like First Aid Kit, it's quite similar to that, I would say. But a bit more up-tempo and not so sad.
Yeah, more commercial.
More commercial. This will be played on every like commercial radio station out in the countryside, probably.
In the countryside?
Well, you know, like P4 and that shit.
We got this Radio Jämtland country. That's the challenge we got in the countryside.
You got one.
Yeah. Yeah, so this,
When I heard this song, I don't know why, but I came to think about this entrant in the Eurovision for Denmark many, many years ago, called, I think it was called Roller and King.
Was it in Danish?
I never ever let you go.
Oh,
it was a little bit more country, right?
Yeah,
I know that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite similar, but we had some country acts before in Eurovision, and Netherlands always keep sending country acts, don't they?
Yeah, and they do pretty well with that.
Yeah, but we're getting quite bored of it, so I don't know.
I will love if this goes to the second chance.
I like this song really much.
So what plays?
I don't know. I just think once again,
if you have Ove in last, you have Ove in last, then Jasmine Kara, sixth or fifth.
This one
they
will
go to the second chance.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. No, but I think that we have another. The last one has an opportunity to go.
I haven't put them either to the final nor the second chance, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't put Ove there either.
Should we do number seven then?
Yes, the big foe in the room.
So, number seven, Got Thing About You with the One Direction.
Not really, could be.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Bad version. Sorry, all the faux fans, but...
Yeah, they will probably kill us now.
I don't know.
They're called now the Faux and O.
Faux and O, yes.
They were previously called the Faux, and then the Faux Conspiracy, and now Faux and O. I don't get it, but they changed their names a lot.
So, but...
This song is so boring.
Yes.
It's like background music in an elevator. It doesn't do anything to me or with me, or I don't want to do anything with it. Mm-hmm. I just want to, like, have a pee break. This is a pee break song.
True.
You gotta have one of those every week. And this is this week's pee break song because, I don't know. And it's quite disappointing because they are quite famous. This is a boy band here in Sweden, which is super big on the internet. They got tons of followers on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. And it really is a movement similar to like Justin Bieber or One Direction, for example. And that's why I think they will actually have a chance to going to second chance, because they have that fan base, or even the finals.
I will be so disappointed if this
gets
them to the final.
Very disappointed, but I think there's a risk they will.
Quite someone has to come in last.
That's Ove.
No,
I mean in the final.
Yeah, in the final. Yeah, I don't think they have a chance there because the song is way too boring. But it's a very mediocre pop song. Actually, the rumor says that One Direction turned this song down a couple of years ago. I don't know.
What rumor?
I've gotten that rumor from very secure sources.
Yes.
Yes. Another podcast. We don't mention any names, but yeah. I don't know. It's just so bland. So boring. And But I know they will get the votes anyway, so...
That's why this is so disappointing.
It's very disappointing. Yes. But you know, we've said this about Samir and Victor previous years. I've always thought that it will make it to the finals because they have such a big fan base.
But you thought Divieto will go to the final.
I thought so, because they're huge on YouTube. But they didn't, so hopefully, pray to the Jesus above that they won't. But I think they will.
I will vote for it.
Why?
Just to make you sad.
Oh, no.
What?
So, Andreas won't be back in this podcast for quite a while now.
True.
No. I don't like it.
Nope. I say no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Is that all songs?
Only seven songs, darling. So, predictions then. To the final.
Definitely Robin Bengtsson.
Yes.
I agree.
And then it's between Anton or the foe. Mm-hmm. The foe. No, foe and O.
Foe and O.
Foe and O.
So hard, but they keep changing their name.
For the second place in the final. Mm-hmm. And then I hope it... I want Krista. Oh, I don't know. It's so hard. It's like five songs.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like four songs. I could skip the foe and O. They could.
Yeah. If they were to came in fifth, I would be so happy.
Yeah, and then you have
shots all around.
You have probably Bella and
Filippa
in Second Chance with together with Krista,
mm.
and then Anton and Robin in final.
Mm.
That's my dream scenario.
Yeah. Mine would be the same, but with... Not dream. I voted sort of with the brain this time. I predict that the foe will come in Second Chance. With Krista, I know that's a long shot, but I really hope she will come to the Second Chance. And as well, Robin and Anton in the final. I think that's going to be it.
I made the same prediction.
As me?
Yes.
Oh! So Ove, where did he come? No, I'm kidding.
Uwe has a special place in my heart.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
better than winning the Melody Festival or the Eurovision, for that matter.
Okay.
But do we think do we have the winner of Melody Festival in this semifinal?
No.
That's the thing. I just discussed this with my one of my colleagues today, and I don't feel like we have like a clear winner of Melody Festival yet. We're up now to week number 3 and still I don't feel like, oh, this song is like the best ever.
Are we Norway?
No, we're not Norway.
We're better than Norway.
Yes, definitely, because our final will be good. I'm not saying that, but I don't have like a personal favorite that I really want to win. I like Ace Wilder. I think it's a great song. I love Mariette, and I think it's a probably an even better song than Ace Wilder. But the one that people keep talking about is Nano. And if that were to win, I feel this is going to be like a Måns Zelmerlöw year. Which, when the winner is someone it's a decent song, but I'm not loving it.
Then we would win
Eurovision. If that's the case, Nano, you go, girl. But otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah. And next week we have Loreen.
Yes, Lolo. That's gonna be very exciting.
Yeah,
very exciting. And then we'll be at your place.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to this 30-year birthday party on Saturday, and if that girl who's turning 30 is listening, you better make room for Melody Festival, because we're going to watch it and we want to hear what they sing and what they say and what they do. And if we don't, then fuck you, girl.
And I was just want to say a big thank you to David Lindgren, who saved the show last week.
Oh, the medley.
Yeah.
Amazing. So
good. Was he that good?
No, the medley was good. It was more fun than like people dancing from the Ballet Academy in the Gothenburg.
I didn't watch the first show, but I didn't really like the medley. Every song was like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and the thing.
And you didn't really know if it was a medley or if it was something else. I was confused.
You were confused. Really? Okay. Here's
Are you
the
a man or a woman?
What? See, confused.
Still confused, but on a higher level.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it was that really saved the whole show. I loved that interval act. I loved it. And hopefully we'll see something similar. Maybe Clara will sing. I would like that. I think she can.
I think she needs more space in the show.
Yes, definitely. Hasse is taking way too much space.
Yeah.
They need to kill him off soon because he's probably going to die by himself anyway. But no, I don't know. Weird. But hopefully it will be a good show and hopefully we will be able to hear it. Unless the party is too loud.
Yes.
So that's it for this week. We'll be back next week. And until then, listen to all the previous shows available on SoundCloud and iTunes and all other places where you find podcasts. So I want to say thank you to Andreas for joining us.
Thank you.
And see you next week.
Ciao.